You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to Sporty Cuts, 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Start of the 4-game series with Chicago at Comerica. It's like a whole brand new fresh week. Don't you feel fresh? I even smell fresh today. It's John Danks against Anibal Sanchez. No score in the game, except we might have one. Tigers had bases juiced. Now a run has scored. So that's a run in. Is that Alex Avila? About time. Tigers now have a 1-0 lead, second inning on the White Sox. And again, Sanchez and Danks tonight. Well, the way Danks is throwing, it might not be long before there's no Danks. No Danks, John. Robin Ventura maybe puts his brother in. Both brothers play with the White Sox. That's where it stands. 1-0 Tigers right now, game one of the 4-game series. Wings play game 3 versus Boston at JLA tomorrow, 7:30. Tie series, 1-1. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight getting going in about 20 minutes. Memphis and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Later on tonight, it's Golden State and the Clippers. Warriors up 1-0 in that series. Stanley Cup playoffs, round 1, game 3. Blue Jackets, who got their first ever playoff win the other day, thank you very little, leading the Penguins 2-0 already in the first. Michigan's Jack Johnson with his third goal of the postseason already. And the Avs and Minnesota tied at nothing in the first period. Blues Blackhawks going. Look at St. Louis. See if they can do it in Chicago, too. That's my pick to win the cup. And then later tonight, Ducks and Stars at 9:30. Other baseball, American League Patriots Day game. Baltimore beat Boston at Fenway 7-6.
Rained on the whole Boston, you know, great day. It was great weather in Boston.
Absolutely. O's nearly blew a 6-0 lead, too, on Patriots Day. Every O had at least one hit in that game, but it was a nice day in Boston. No problems. Everything was cool. Kansas City, Cleveland, no scores second. A couple games later after 10. National League, the Reds lead the Pirates 1-0 first. Miami over Atlanta on the Garrett Jones homer, 1-0 second. No score at Citi Field, St. Louis and the Mets. Four other games will start later. One interleague game, the Angels made their way out of town here, went right to D.C. They're playing the Nationals tonight. No score second inning. PGA Tour stop this week is New Orleans for the Zurich Classic beginning on Thursday. And the men's winner of the Boston Marathon 2014 is American Meb Keflezighi. That's how you say it, Keflezighi. In a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 37 seconds.
Are you sure he's American?
He's spent most of his life in California, Rob, and came here when he was 12, and he's an American citizen.
Meb? I've never heard that name.
Meb Keflezighi. He's actually been very good. He's won the New York Marathon. He's been in the Olympic Games. First American male winner in Boston since Michigan's Greg Meyer in 1983. Rita Jeptu won her second in a row, third overall for the women, breaking the course record by nearly 2 minutes at 2:18:57. Michigan's Desiree Linden was 10th, and that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130, the number. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob, and Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan. JJ, Lincoln Park, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's up?
Hey, I want to ask you on the Boston Marathon, how did Rosie Ruiz look this year?
Well, she came in 8th. She took a cab to the finish line, and Rosie did just fine. Thank you for asking, JJ.
Well, wonderful. That brings back some old memories from back in the 80s.
It really does. It really, really does.
I got a different take on this Prince Fielder thing. For 2 years, the guy came to our city, they had a cleanup, protected Miguel Cabrera, allowed him, he drove in 100 runs. And then behind his back, one of his teammates, who shall remain nameless, did something to his family, allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm glad you used that word. Thank you, JJ, for saying allegedly.
It caused a big riff in the locker room and all that kind of stuff. And maybe it soured him on playing for this team in Detroit. That's what I can conceive of in defense of Prince Fielder. And I've been told by more than 2 sources, and, Mark, you'll know one of them, Ron Cameron, that is a true story. So, I don't know what else.
Hey, JJ, I'm going to give you a different story, okay?
All right, go ahead, please.
This is something that's clean. I can tell it to you. Towards the end of the season last year, I'm at Somerset. And if you ever want to see your favorite Tigers in person, if you want to see them live, pray tell, simply take yourself to
Say what?
I said live, if you want to see them live. If you want to see
Do it live! live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Sad, we're begging. JJ, if you want to see him, go to the mall on an off day. Most of the team is there. I'm at Somerset.
If you got all that money, what would you do during the day?
Well, you go shopping. So that day, Prince, his wife, and the kids were on the south, over at Louis Vuitton. And the wife is in there buying stuff, and the kids are there. And I actually sat with Prince. There's chairs right by that part of the mall. And I'm going to tell you something. He was so happy to be in Detroit. And his dad didn't come up. We didn't talk about Cecil. But, I mean, he knows a lot of us that he's seen forever. He's known us since he was a child, as we said. He was very open about his time here. He was not depressed. He was not bummed out. He's shopping with the wife. This is late in the season.
He shouldn't be bummed out because he got 214 large.
He made a funny joke about her going and she's probably going to buy two bags again. She just bought two bags last week at Vuitton.
Like that's a drop in the bucket.
But we had like a little heart-to-heart thing. I just said, Prince, seriously, I mean, are you digging being back? I mean, you know, what's your thing? He said, yeah, I really am. I really like being here. And I don't think there was any phony baloney in his voice at all. So all that stuff I heard about he didn't want to be here and the thing that might have happened, wink, wink, with you know who, you know, I don't know that that was an effect. I think that what happened was he either that postseason
he had a terrible,
nailed him.
No RBIs, no home runs. And you know what? After it was all over, he was really, really
And I don't think he was still dying to go to Texas.
Well, I wouldn't know about it.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of vile nature to the way people talk about his 2 years here because of that couple of weeks of the postseason. And don't get me wrong. He was terrible. I mean, he was flat out awful. But to trade him and to get – I still believe it was just a simple money dump because they found an out. They used the out so they could save the money for the hockey
ring. I totally agree. I think it was – but ultimately, thanks, JJ, for the call. It wound up being a money dump.
How's that again? I love
like that.
It's my favorite.
That's what it is, Mark. And you know what?
It was not flat out a money dump.
Also, on the crawl on the bottom of the Tiger game, I just said the NBA has acknowledged that they made a mistake. The officials made a mistake.
Oh,
on the Dwight Howard thing, it was a bad call. I mean, it had helped Portland. It was a big. They had to admit it because it was
pretty blatant.
Pretty blatant. A bad call that cost them a game.
Yep. 248-848-1130. The thing wasn't about Prince so much as it is about jump-starting this Miguel Cabrera and whether or not it's so evident now that without having a power source like Fielder behind him in the lineup, you don't think this matters? I do. Guy comes up, Cabrera, he's at the plate, he's a right-handed hitter. Pitcher looks over. Next guy onto the on-deck circle is Prince Fielder. It gets into your head.
And,
so now you're planning on his next at bat.
And you got to pitch to Cabrera more often than not. And, Mark, now what's unbelievable to me, how many times we've seen him pitch with first base open, pitch to Cabrera with first base open and runners in scoring position. I
think a lot of pitchers and a lot of teams still will take
their
chance with V-Mart.
They're going after him.
They don't. Victor Martinez does not put the wrath of Khan in you.
He doesn't hurt you. Because he's not a home run hitter. I know he has 3 home runs already, Mark, this year. He'll wind up with about 13, 14 home runs, which is his max. That's what he does. But he's not 30 home runs.
Let's put it this way, Rob.
Kill you.
Rob, let's say he changed his whole MO. It's going to take a bit of time before pitchers realize that Martinez could beat you with a ding. That's going to be a bit of time yet. And you're right. A couple scattered 3 homers isn't going to get the job done. Now, if he shows a propensity to start hitting dings like crazy.
If he has 15 at that All-Star break, now we got a different story.
Well, they got to change it up a little bit. Now we have to come at Cabrera a little more. Now he's going to see a fastball or two, maybe down Main Street, and he'll have to swing at it. And if by that time Miguel Cabrera's still got 1 or 2 dings, 1 or 2 homers, maybe they won't be so afraid to try it down Woodward.
Well, but
anymore,
let me tell you Mark,
I mean?
And I wrote, if you do go to clickondetroit.com, I wrote a column yesterday, you know, they posted today about Miggy and his struggles. And the thing that's crazy, Mark, about it is he was 0-for-3 yesterday. A walk, 2 strikeouts, 3-2 counts, fastballs right down the middle. So he took them, 2 fastballs, right down Broadway or Woodward. And he grounded into a double play. Just a bad day. As a matter of fact, I have a pretty good relationship with him. We talk a lot. Do you know, wouldn't talk to me yesterday. I said,
really?
Hello?
You put the hand up?
Said hello, shook hands. Oh, what's up? I said, let me ask you a question or two. put the hand up and walked off.
He gave you the hand.
And I mean, you know me, I'm not going to chase anybody or badger him, and normally he talks, but he's going through it, and he knows it. Batting 220 now. The crazy thing, though, Mark, when you go back to 2012, Cabrera got off to a bad start then and wound up winning the Triple Crown. You ready? He started out 3-for-25 with no RBIs. Then went something like, that was April, 6-for-34 with two RBIs in May, and the guy won a Triple Crown. Those were his first 2 months in 2012.
Well, I'm not raising a thing. I'm not doing.
No, Gary, no, nobody is.
Put the thing on, because I'm not giving you one of these yet. It's not going to be this, you know.
Upset alert! Upset alert!
Holy. Now, what the upset would be is to see Cabrera come All-Star time with literally small, tiny power numbers. If that's the case.
But, Mark, that's a legitimate. Like you say, he has two home runs since July. He was injured last year. He got surgery in the offseason.
I think that's what it is, right?
Back.
He had the one in the second part of the season. That's all he hit. And then now I'm just talking regular season.
Did he have one in the playoffs?
He had one in the postseason.
He had one in the playoffs. I do remember one.
And that should be more than one.
Right, but that's all he had.
They went far enough into it that, you know, you could criticize him as much as you want to get to Prince Fielder, too. I understand where Prince was, but that was kind of a cop-out how bad other people played in that playoff series.
What are the Mets doing?
What do you mean?
Valverde, and now they just called up Bobby Abreu. I mean, really, Mark? Like,
well, here's the deal on Valverde. So
he got the win yesterday.
So Terry Collins dumps him as the closer, makes Kyle Farnsworth the closer. Kyle Farnsworth closed yesterday.
But Valverde won.
Well, because it went to the 14th inning. He was out of pitchers. Valverde had to pitch the 14th and got the W. But right now, as it stands, Valverde's out of that spot after three attempts.
So what is the point of keeping him?
I don't know, because they need people. They need arms more than they don't have arms like the Tigers
have.
But
you see what I'm saying? Like Bobby Abreu? Is this like old-timers day, really?
Well, Abreu couldn't make it with the Phillies back. They think he's got something. Dude, the Mets are in dire straits looking for bodies.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they're hoping Travis d'Arnaud becomes a player. It was Granderson had the sack fly that won the game yesterday. But, yeah, Valverde got the win. But if you didn't know, they already removed him from the closer's role.
I didn't know.
And in favor of Kyle Farnsworth?
Another ex-Tiger. Those are both ex-Tigers.
Scrap heap guys now.
Kyle Farnsworth, he was never the closer here, right?
They
wanted him for the eighth inning.
Yeah, I think when Jonesy was here, he had to go into that role for a minute.
I don't remember him closing. I might be wrong.
Todd was out for a bit of time or something.
Gary, you remember that, Gary? Do you remember Kyle Farnsworth?
Not as the designated closer, because Todd Jones was here, I think, at the time.
Right, never as the main closer. I thought he was mainly like a setup guy.
Yeah. But
okay.
There was a time when
I'm
TJ
not saying he didn't
time.
Never got a save. But
yeah, he might have gotten in there once or
twice.
Right,
but he was
he has
really
the stuff for it.
He was really like he had to be
no,
too
he
hard.
Had,
oh yeah,
he had the stuff.
Yeah. Had the stuff. Sorry,
no doubt about it.
All right, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Man doing a little Tiger business till 8 o'clock. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. Sam is the man, Mark, not you.
Nope, Sam the man.
Especially when you talk about getting your clothes tailored, altered to fit you just right. Go to Sam's Alterations, located at 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Telephone number 248-552-9950. Mark, you know I go there when I'm on Channel 4. Did you see what I had the festive hat on yesterday?
You looked so Easter ready.
Was that Easter ready?
You
am I right?
You should have had your Easter bonnet on it.
And, you know, Sam makes your clothes fit just right. If you need cuffs, if you need your pants let out, if you need them taken in, whatever you need, Sam can get it done. So make sure you go check out Sam's Alterations, located at 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. 248-552-9950 is the number. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Sam.
One nothing Tigers. We're at the bottom of the third. Anibal Sanchez just got through the entire White Sox lineup with just a quick hiccup. It was a walk to Diaz. And after that,
he's got a no-no?
Yeah. He's not allowed to hit yet.
It's too early to talk about that.
I thought I was going to do the old, and guess what? Anibal Sanchez has a no-hitter going.
I'm glad you didn't, because three innings is nothing.
So that's the he got through the entire nine, with the exception of Diaza, and no hits, but the walk to Diaza, and the Tigers got their run on an Alex Avila ground out to second base for his first RBI of the season. Laugh if you want. That is not funny. Your catcher, your guy who was in the All-Star game, who had a 19-home-run season, got his first ribby after 3 weeks.
And Cabrera's up, Mark. One home run, seven RBIs. He's batting 217, flied out in the first inning.
Dude, this is the worst nightmare. The worst nightmare was you give him this money 2 years before you had to, and he would come off to a terrible start.
You don't think Dave is, like, sweating a little bit?
Got to be, because after what he just came from last season, when everybody said, why, who gets a contract extension?
2 years, right, 2 years before, maybe a year before, but 2 years.
Two full seasons.
That was amazing. But we were talking about they were fighting a PR battle with the whole
thing. I agree. I think that they're also fighting the hockey rink PR battle. They wanted to prove to you
but
that we
still
got
in.
Money in the bank.
And we're still in.
And we're paying for Tiger guys. And that's where it stands. By the way, the Tigers today not only dumped, they got dumped Gonzalez over the weekend, brought up Danny Wirth. Luke Butkonen goes on the 15-day. Andy Dierks gets transferred to the 60-day DL. And J.D. Martinez was called up today.
See, warning track power. Another one to do.
I'm telling you, in the past.
He used to poke that out.
Out. Because that's an easy poke from the opposite way.
It was a pop-up to right field on the warning
easy's
track.
Easy's all relative, of course, in Major League Baseball, but still. So J.D. Now, this is interesting, though. They think J.D. Martinez has big-time power. He hit 10 home runs already
is
down at
lefty?
Toledo. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? Put him in and see what the guy's got. They know that they don't have anything.
26 homers in 3 seasons with the Astros. He had 11 in 2012 in limited time. And for whatever reason, now, this is the more. Here's your red flag. The Houston Astros couldn't use a power hitter?
Right.
Really?
For them to dump him says something.
Right. It wasn't over money.
Maybe there's a hole in his swing or something that they need to take a look at.
Well,
maybe they could fix it.
If they fixed it down at Toledo, who is that? LP still down there? It's Larry Parrish.
I think so.
That's LP. And LP is a.
I thought LP stood for long playing.
Well, let me tell you. Well, he played a long time. Maybe you're right. But LP is a pretty good corrector of swings. So that's why he stays in the organization, has been here. You know how long LP's now been on the Tiger? Like 20 years. I know Rob will say, it's not 20 years, it's like late 90s,
exactly.
Middle 90s. But it's 20 years. He was manager of the Tigers. He's been in Toledo two different times. I think he managed Erie for a minute. So he's been around a bit, and he's been a roving instructor. So maybe I'm just telling you this because I think the J.D. Martinez call-up today, because they could have called him a pitcher to replace Butkonen.
No, they need some power. They're not kidding themselves. They understand it. Mark, they won yesterday 2-1, they got a gift run. One of the runs was a gift, and the other one was a ground out or something.
Yeah, but in fairness to what the way you talk, though, dude, you always say, you know, you can pitch a shutout every now and then.
No, I'm not saying that.
And that was
that,
about
but
Porcello
but
yesterday.
Yes, but I'm still talking about they understand offensively they're not scoring enough runs. That's all I'm saying. They know it.
All right, well, coming up, we'll keep tabs on the Tigers all night long. You don't have to go anywhere else. We'll have it all for you right here.
One other thing real quick because we're talking about the White Sox. Have you seen Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt?
Yeah.
On Fox Sports 1 baseball?
You mean actually do his thing? Because I've actually seen him in person recently. You mean how big he is?
Unbelievable.
Not like the Sean King thing, though, Rob. That was off the his.
You couldn't even recognize
I'm sorry.
Sean
That's there's something wrong there.
If somebody told, you, Sean, if somebody told you Sean King played, was quarterback in the NFL, you wouldn't
stop it. You know what? He needs to see a doctor. There's something wrong with him. Frank Thomas was always a big guy.
But Marquise, he's
Sean King was never a big guy. Thomas is 6'6". He's always been a big dude. I saw him in Vegas. I literally saw him at Marquee Day Club. Rob, I swear to God, he was like shadow. There was a shadow. People were like getting shade from Frank Thomas. He's always been big.
He's so big that even the couch would call him the Big Hurt when he sits down.
Either that or I got to move the big. There's something I wanted to say.
All right.
I'm holding myself back.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Sean King, you got to make a call.
No, he's my guy. You know
dude,
that.
He's got a thyroid glandular. There's something going on with his metabolism. Robbie must weigh 300 and something pounds.
When I saw
him, quarterback of the NFL.
When I saw him, I couldn't believe he's on NBC Sports Network now. And you know, we used to work together at ESPN. And I looked at him, I was just like, wow, he did put on a ton of weight.
Hey, I ain't slim, but I mean, I'm Suzanne Summers compared to that guy. I mean.
Suzanne Summers.
I don't know. I just threw it because she was so thin now.
No, but wait a minute. You know,
I'm Twiggy. I was supposed to use Twiggy in 2014.
I thought you were going to say you were Lucille Ball.
I'm
you
Kate
know.
Moss. I'm Lucille Ball. Who else is really thin? Heidi Klum. I'm Heidi Klum compared to Sean King. Wow, that was startling.
I know when I showed you, couldn't even believe it.
No, I still can't.
8 o'clock hour. We got a couple other things, right?
Has Larry Parrish been in the Tiger since 92?
So it's even 22 years. You were right.
Larry's been in the Tiger organization since 92?
Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, sports wrap coming up, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, starting our second month, back on a fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.